Hi everyone, welcome to English Digest. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And as you know, Sam and I love to watch movies.
Yes.
We are movie geeks. Now, what do you think makes a good story?
I like things that you never expect. Like someone would come off the corner and got scared or got killed or...
something unexpected,
yes,
something
yes,
like a
yes.
surprise. There's even things called twists in mm-hmm. the story. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes a good movie has a lot of twists, mm-hmm. or even good TV shows, they have a
yes.
lot of twists. A twist in the story means that something unexpected happens and it changes the story around completely. So I think these are the type of movies that Sam and I really like to watch.
Yes. Okay. 所以呢，大家喜欢看电影吗？看电影的时候，我们刚刚就讲说，电影要有这个剧情要有张力，就需要呢 twist。twist 呢就是故事里面的转折了。有了转折，有一些你 unexpected， 一些你没有预料到的事情呢，让这个故事非常的精彩。
All right, but we will all have a chance to be the story writers today because here for our picture writing unit, we have mm-hmm. a picture that we need to look at and then we need to write a story for it. So let's get started, shall we?
Yes, of course.
Okay, let's take a look.
好的，我们呢今天呢要来做的事情呢是 picture writing， 看图写作。那呢我们今天看的不是多张图片，而是只有单张图片。那我们先看一下今天文章的写作提示。他说呢，请仔细观察下方图片的内容，写出一篇120字以上的文章，来描述图中的人、事物以及可能的发展。文章呢需要合理的发展和完整的结局。
Mm-hmm. All right, so this time we need to look at the picture above and write a story of about 120 words. We need to describe what the people in this picture are doing, what is in the picture, and then what is happening in the picture as well. And so as with every story, we will need to have a beginning and an end, of course. Mm-hmm. So with this one, I think we have a lot of different options and choices, and you can be as creative as you want.
Mm-hmm.没有错，写作看图写作呢需要非常多的创造力，很多的想象力。那在这边要提醒大家一些重点了。首先呢，今天我们看图写作呢不是多图的，多图的话呢，他已经把这个所有的剧情都已经画给你看了。那在单图写作，今天呢我们是只有一张图，所以呢它的想象空间呢相对于很多张图的呢会更大。那呢它也没有时间顺序的限制哦，注意到了，这张图呢可以当做你故事的起点 ，OK， 它呢也可以当做是过程，或者是呢当做你故事。的结果。那呢注意到，不管是我们在任何的时间顺序，不管是我们任何的写作的内容，注意到呢我们都必须要分段，而且呢必须要起承转合。那一般呢我们通常会建议至少要有两段或是三段，让这个内容呈现呢来更加的清楚。那因为是说故事了，我们是叙述曾经发生过的事情，所以呢时态上呢建议呢是使用过去式系列的，比方说像过去式啊、过去完成式、过去简单式等等。
That's right. So you can write the story in the past, in the present, in the future. But just remember when you write your story, you need to keep all your verb tenses the same as
mm-hmm.
well. You can't switch in between or else
it
makes people, it makes people very, very, very confused when you're reading the story. Okay, now we can quickly take a look at the picture and then both Sam and I can kind of tell you what we think
yes.
is happening in the picture. All right, so for me, in the picture, I see a girl and a boy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a house in the back of the picture. The girl and the boy are a little bit far away from their house.
Mm-hmm.
The girl is sitting in front of the house, sitting on the grass, and she's holding a flower. And actually, there's a lot of flowers around her, but many of them look dead. So it seems like she's quite sad.
Yeah, it looks like a sad story.
Yeah.
Okay, 所以呢，我们拿到图片呢，最先的呢，就是要观察图片里面的细节了。比方说呢，我们看到有一对男女呢，他们看起来心情不太好哦，而且呢，旁边花好像都死掉了，远方呢有一个房子好像在花园里面。我们呢就要用图片里面的细节哦，这些细节你观察到的事情呢，来编写你的故事了。
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I definitely think the girl seems quite disappointed that mm-hmm. the flowers are dead. How they were destroyed, I don't really know. I think maybe it's because it could be some naughty kids, like they can just be pranking them.
That's bad.
Very, very bad kids. Or maybe there was a storm.
Mm-hmm. That could happen.
That could happen. But in the picture, there is a difference between the expression between the girl and the boy. The man does look a little bit angry,、
mm-hmm.
but the woman looks really, really disappointed.、
Mm-hmm. I think maybe it's because of the soil, you know?、
Mm.
Probably not someone destroyed the flower. Maybe it's because the environment and、there are scientists trying to find a way to grow plants.
Okay.
Okay, or maybe、these are like poisonous plants. They've been trying to get rid of these plants and、instead of being angry, they are probably like, ah, finally, we managed to kill them. Like,
yeah,
this kind
oh,
of thing.
Probably. Yeah. It could be like a sci-fi story where, like,、
yeah.
maybe there's something mysterious happening、
yeah.
in the
alien
soil.
Alien plants.
And then in the end, it's an alien plant. Exactly. So you can be super creative about it.
Yeah.
All right. So now when we write a story,、we can always try to think about the setting of the story first.、
Mm-hmm.
And、that's just the easier way for you to just kind of get the story started. So you can answer some simple WH questions like who, what, where, when, what, why, and how. And I think Sam and I, we already mentioned a little bit about、
mm-hmm.
this when we were describing the picture. So you guys can also do this as well. If you see、a picture, next time you can write down, you know, as a list, who, what, where, when, what, why, how,、
mm-hmm.
and then just write simple notes down so you know, okay, this is kind of the beginning of where I want my story to take place, and I think that's going to help you organize the story too.
嗯，没有错，这个呢非常好用的方法呢，我们可以运用疑问词哦，问自己这些问题了，然后呢来决定我们这个故事的 setting， 决定这个故事的场景，它的背景设定，决定呢这个时事人地物。那故事的背景设定好呢，自然剧情就可以写出来了。所以呢，你可以问自己这些这个疑问词的句子，比方说呢，像这个。这个图片上面呢有一对男女 ，Who are they? Okay， 他们是谁 ？Okay， what are they doing? Or where are they? Okay， when did this happen? Okay， 这些呢都是你可以问自己的问题，然后呢把这些问题的答案写下来，你呢就可以有一个完整的故事大纲喽。
Mm. Now, besides getting the setting correct, we also need to develop a story as well. Now, in a story, there usually is、a conflict, a problem in the middle, and that is、the most interesting part of the story. And then we have to create an ending for it. So you can think about a storyline,、you can think about it as like a mountain as well. A storyline is like a mountain、
mm-hmm.
where you climb to the top. When you climb to the top, you learn a little bit more about the mountain and how you should hike up. Once you reach the top, you're at its peak. You reached your goal. And in stories,、this just means that this is where the problem of the story comes out. So、here we see like the most interesting or the most exciting part. The aliens, we find out it's the aliens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
the aliens destroying the flowers.
Yes.
and then once we...show the problem, we kind of walk down the mountain, and this is where the problem gets solved.、
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't really have to get solved, but then you can kind of go towards that. You can have an ending for、
yeah.
the story.
Maybe they all got captured by the aliens.
Maybe there's a part two、
yeah.
and a part three.
They will have a revenge on another planet or something.、
Yeah. Yes. So you see, you can also solve the problem, or you don't have to. You、mm-hmm. can also continue the story for the future as well.
Okay, 注意到了我们看图写作呢可以非常的 creative， 非常的有创意哦，你可以写你任何想到的事情。但是呢留意到我们这个文章的提示有讲到，就是注意到文章一定要起承转合。那这边的 Tiffany 就特别提醒说呢，我们在写一个故事的时候，那我们是在编撰一个故事的时候，注意到呢你可以想象呢它的故事线呢，它的 storyline 好像是一个这个山脉一样哦， OK， 有高有低， OK， 剧情里面呢这个男女主角可能会遭遇问题，然后呢他们可能会解决问题或是没有解决问题，这个呢就是看你想要怎么写它都可以，但注意到我们的文章呢必须要有这个起承转合。
Mm-hmm. All right, now we can take a look at an example of an outline, and、
mm-hmm.
it'll help us understand how to write the story better. And、also, writing an outline keeps your writing very organized as well. So it's a really good habit to have.
Okay, 所以呢，跟我们其他的写作一样，虽然说我们今天是要写这个故事，但是呢，一样的，我们呢可以把这个刚刚你问完自己这些疑问词，问完这些问句，决定了这个故事的背景之后呢，你呢一样呢可以把这个故事的大纲哦，我们可以把主题句写下来，然后呢写一些这个。 支撑这个主题句的细节，那呢慢慢的呢你的文章就可以成型了。那马上呢来看一下我们范例文章的几个主题句咯。
Alright, so remember you can be very, very creative with your own story. Now, in our outline, we have the first paragraph and the topic sentence. We can say, Trudy and Simon love growing roses. So you can also give your characters names, and that makes the story a lot more easier. And also, for the readers, it's more clear for them to understand what's happening to who.
没有错，我们在这个主题句里面，在我们写故事的时候呢，我们可以为这个主角命名哦。那命名的话呢，就是比较容易这个让读者了解哦。你比较在讲的时候，你不会只是戏序或者是类，就是你到底是在讲谁，还是讲哪一个人，还是在讲植物，还是在讲敌人等等哦，这个可能会太复杂。所以呢，把这个人物命名呢是一个很好的方法。那如果情况许可的话，至少你也可以试试看，比方说第一人称，你可以假装你自己是这个女主角 ，OK， 来写作这个文章，这个。也是一个很好的方法。
Alright, and then one of the details we can say is they enter their city's rose growing competition every year.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're not talking about aliens for this story. Trudy and Simon, maybe they're a couple, maybe、mm-hmm. they're friends, but every year they enter this competition. It's a rose growing competition. Now, rose growing with the dash in the middle is actually an adjective, and it's made up of a noun and then a verb in the ing form. And then we can use this combination of a noun and a verb in the ing form as an adjective. So a rose growing competition means a competition where you grow roses. We can also do the same thing for other words as well. For example, time and consuming.So if something is time-consuming, it means that it consumes or uses up a lot of time. So for example, I can say playing video games can be time-consuming. So I should finish all my work before I want to play.
That's a very good idea.
I know, very responsible, right?
Yeah, like things I never did before. Okay, 所以呢，这边呢，我们看到 rose growing 这个种这个玫瑰花的比赛，这边的 rose growing 我们就是一个复合形容词的用法了。那复合形容词的用法呢，我们这边使用的呢是单数名词加上现在分词加上动名词 ving 的形式所组成的复合形容词。比方说我们刚刚讲 rose growing 或是 time consuming。那注意到了，我们这边呢使用 ving 呢是因为表示主动的，比方说呢，像刚刚我们讲 playing video games 玩电动游戏 is time consuming。OK， 因为呢玩游戏这件事情呢消耗你的时间是主动的来消耗，所以呢我们是使用 ving 的这个形式。那假如说呢我们在后面的加上呢是这个VPP 过去分词的一个形式的话，那它则表示被动了。OK， 比方说呢，我们可以看到heartbroken。OK， 我的心呢被打碎了，我心碎了，所以呢是加上这个过去分词 PP， 或者是呢，比方说我出去外面玩哦，然后我没擦防晒油。OK，I got sunburned。OK， 我呢被太阳烧伤了，我晒伤了。那那个 sunburned， 因为我是被太阳晒伤了，所以呢我们加上的是过去分词 PP burned 的形式。
Both of those are very painful.
Mentally, though, physically.
Yeah, and they both have something in common, and that's they're very painful. All right, so for example, we can give them a story. They are entering this rose growing competition every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe the next detail we can add is we can say this morning they found their rose bushes destroyed.
Okay.
So that's why there's all these flowers on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then next, they wondered who could have done such an awful thing. Of course, who would be so mean to go and destroy someone else's garden or yard? So we can ask this, who could have done this? So maybe it could have been a thief. Yeah. It could be a jealous neighbor.
Yeah, someone who doesn't want them to win.
Yeah, maybe also a jealous competitor.
Yes.
Who's also in the competition. Ooh. That's a very, very...
Simon's ex-girlfriend.
Oh. Or what's her? Trudy's ex-boyfriend,
yes,
right?
Yes.
We can always give a twist to the story. Or it can just be some naughty kids.
OK, 所以呢我们呢在这边有剧情就进入转折了。我们前面呢稍微铺陈了一下，这样说呢这对这个朋友或者这对情人呢，他们呢喜欢这个种玫瑰花，而且呢他们想要参加这个种玫瑰花的比赛。那但是呢今天早上他们发现的这个玫瑰花被 破坏了，而且呢，这个不知道是谁，他们想找出是谁。这个呢，就是我们剧情的 twist， 我们剧情的转折。但是这边呢，我们看到这个主题句里面呢，用到了这个 Who could have done such an awful thing？ OK， 是谁做出这么样糟糕的事情呢？我们在这个剧情里面呢，我们使用了这个一些这个助动词 ，OK， could， might， must， OK， 这些字呢就表示了一个可能性 ，OK， 可能怎么样？但是呢，我们后面呢注意到我们加上的是 have， 加上这个过去分词是完成式 ，OK， 所以 could have，OK，、okay, 后面加上 PP， 这个呢是表示我们对于过去事情的推测 ，OK， 它是可能怎么样，或者是我们说 must 的话就是一定怎么样。OK， 造一些例子哦，比方说呢，我们可以说 Dean must have left， OK， his car is nowhere to be seen， OK， 到处都没有看到他的车子，他一定是离开了。 Dean must have left， OK， OK， 因为呢 Dean 他是已经离开了，他可能已经离开，他可能没有离开， OK， 那我们说呢，他一定是离开了，因为看不到他的车子。对于过去事情，不管怎么讲呢，他有没有离开，这个是已经发生在过去的事情，所以呢，我们在这边呢使用 must 助动词，后面呢加上完成式 have加上 PP， 这个呢就是表示对过去事情的推测。我们可能可以再看一个这个例句了。 I can't find my cell phone charger， OK， 我找不到我的手机充电器。 That's the worst。 I might have left it at work， OK， 我可能把它留在我上班的地方了。I might have left， OK， 我可能把它留在那里。那一样的，因为呢我把它留在那里是过去发生的事情，所以表示对过去事情的推测，我们呢助动词加上完成式使用这样的用法。
If you probably left it at work, at least you can go back and get it. If you lost it at like a store or the airport,
MRT.
It's gone forever. All right, so we can move on to our second paragraph now. Mm-hmm. Here, their second topic sentence is, soon, a crowd formed outside their house. So we see here that maybe they saw these flowers on the floor and then the neighbors are curious, nosy neighbors. The neighbors are very nosy. They like to go and see what's happening. So they're there. They're outside the house. They're wondering what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then one detail we can add is their neighbors suggested calling the police.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, yes, of course.
Good idea.
When something bad happens to you, maybe it's better to inform, like...the authorities first, to inform the police first, because maybe they can help out. We don't know what really happened. So the neighbor suggested to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
When you suggest someone to do something, it means you give someone advice. You recommend them to do something. So the neighbors gave Judy and Simon some advice, and that was to call the police. Now, what we can do is we can use suggest plus a noun.
Mm-hmm.
Or plus a verb in the ing form. So,
mm-hmm.
for example, we can say the neighbor suggested calling the police. So,
mm-hmm.
here we used call plus ing, calling the police. The neighbor suggested them to do something. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, instead of suggest, we can also use other words as well, like insist, demand is a stronger word, request or advise or recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are also things that we can use as well. And then you can also say suggest or advise that somebody should do something. So that doesn't mean they have to do it. It means that it's an advice. They could do it if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
So we can try to use it in a sentence like this. We can say, my mom insisted that we...should go to bed by 9 p.m. when we were in elementary school. Now, you don't have to use the should here. So we can say, my mom insisted that we go to bed by 9 p.m. when we were in elementary school. So you can add the should to say that, okay, it's up to you. It's your choice. Or you can remove it as well. They both mean the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 在这个第二个主题句，我们就说这个邻居呢建议他们呢报警。Okay, 建议他们报警。那我们刚刚就说 suggest 就是建议的意思。那呢，它后面可以加上名词或是 ving， 或是呢加上 that， 再加上子句。OK， 那注意到了，我们刚刚呢在这个 Tiffany 举的例句里面 ，OK，my mom insisted that we go to bed by 9 p.m. OK， 我妈呢坚持我们呢必须要在9点呢上床睡觉。那这边呢，为什么我们是 that we go 这 go 呢？我们是加上原形动词，主要呢是因为在这边我们省略了 should。OK， 这个 should 是可以省略的 ，that we should go。OK， 我把 should 省略，所以后面加上这个原形动词，这个在使用上面要特别注意。 那刚刚呢，除了 suggest 建议之外呢，我们也补充了很多单字，包含像是 insist， OK， insist 跟 demand 就会比较强烈一点，就是说坚持或是要求你这么做， request 也是要求你这么做。那如果呢是像 suggest， 其实它的意思应该是比较像是 advised， OK， 建议你， OK， 诚心的建议你怎么做，或是你可以说 recommend， 推荐你， OK， 推荐你做些什么事情。
All right, so that's one thing. The neighbor can suggest to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we can add other things. And then we see here that in this story, in this outline, they said a dog came limping around the corner.
Okay, another twist.
another twist. Yeah, you didn't expect that. And then Trudy and Simon realized the dog was the culprit. Mm-hmm. So it was the dog who actually was the one who destroyed their roses.And then they checked its collar and returned it to its owner. So、mm-hmm. maybe the dog didn't know any better. You can't really get mad at a dog. They're so cute anyway. ah, what can you do?
OK, 所以呢就在呢他们就热烈的讨论说、欸、我们到底要做什么事情，我们到底要怎么做的时候呢，这边 it comes another twist. OK, 这边呢又有另外一个这个剧情的转折出现了。他们呢看到一个狗 a dog came limping. OK, came limping around the corner.在这个附近呢，这个一拐一拐的走。OK， 这边呢，我们使用 limping 呢，它的意思就是呢，一拐一拐，就是呢，好像脚受伤了这样子走路。这个字我们就可以用 limping。那呢 ，Trudy 和 Simon 呢，这两个主角呢，他们就知道说啊，这个 dog 呢，就是这个狗呢，它呢就是我们的肇事者，就是罪犯。OK， 所以呢，这边使用了这个单字哦，肇事者 culprit。OK， 它呢就是指这个犯案的人或是嫌疑人。那比方说呢，像我们说，比方说有几个这个抢劫银行的案件。OK， 这个人呢，他非常的这个重要，因为他是我们的 main culprit。OK， 就是主嫌的意思。OK， they just saw the dog and think it's the culprit.、
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a bit, I don't know, needs more evidence to.
Jumping, we call this jumping to conclusions、
yeah.
when you don't really think about like、maybe the facts, or you don't really think things through and you think, oh, immediately it must have been this person. It must have been that. That's called jumping to conclusions. So、
mm-hmm.
yeah, maybe it's not really the dog at all.
Yeah, I still believe it's Trudy's ex-boyfriend. and he also got、
He's、
the
so
dog.
So mad.、
Yeah. He just released the dog to...
He trained the dog to, yes, to destroy yes, flowers. Yes. Just... To make Trudy's life, like, the worst possible.、
Yeah.
That could be a part of the story, too. All right, so, of course,、we talked about how in a story we should have an ending.、
Mm-hmm.
That also just means to have a conclusion. So here, our conclusion, we can say, the dog's owners apologized and offered to pay for the damage. Okay, that's nice of them, but, I mean, flowers grow, like, once every season. It's、
yeah.
kind of difficult to...
And the competition、
flowers.
Is yearly.
Yes.
So for sure this year, they're not able to
I know.
Yeah, participate.
Uh-oh. It's too bad for them.
Too bad for them.、Yeah.
All right. But yeah, I don't think the dog really meant it. However, of course, you can always change the story around to what you think、
mm-hmm.
is more interesting or what you think is fun.、Sam and I made a lot of interesting、
yeah.
twists to the story.
Yeah, the aliens,
the aliens,
ex-boyfriend.
And the jealous ex-boyfriend,、
yeah.
the alien dog.
The alien dog.
the alien dog, right? That's why, that explains why the rose bushes are destroyed.It could just be an alien dog.
Yeah, or maybe like、they are genetic scientists. and they are trying to grow like talking flowers.
I know. Ooh, that's really scary. Another twist to the story. See, I told you we watch a lot of movies. Our imagination is really out of there. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.Writing sample 1. Trudy and Simon love growing roses. Every year, they enter their city's rose growing competition, which they've won for the past 3 years. They expected to win again this year until this morning, when they walked outside to a shocking scene. Something, or someone, had destroyed their precious prize-winning rose bushes overnight. Kneeling down,Trudy sadly picked up a trampled rose, wondering who could have done such an awful thing. Meanwhile, Simon regarded the scene angrily, certain that someone was trying to ruin their chances in the competition. Soon, a crowd had formed outside their house. Trudy and Simon's next-door neighbor was suggesting that they call the police when a large dog came limping around the corner. As it approached, it became more and more clear that the dog was Trudy and Simon's culprit. In fact, its front paws had been injured by the rose bush's sharp thorns. Trudy and Simon checked its collar and found that its owners lived nearby. They were able to return the dog to its owners, who, feeling ashamed, apologized sincerely and offered to pay for the damage. Writing sample 2. Rick and Linda had been looking forward to visiting Flower Park, the city's most beautiful public garden. They didn't want to go on a weekend, as they knew it would be full of tourists, so they went on a Monday. However, to their horror, they found Flower Park in a complete mess. The flowers in front of the central house had been trampled by visitors who hadn't respected the garden at all. Rick and Linda were extremely upset about what had happened, so they decided to act. They got in touch with the organization that looked after Flower Park and suggested that it put up signs telling people not to walk on the grass. In addition, they designed several example signs and sent these pictures to the group. Rick and Linda's suggestion was approved at once, and within a week, a number of signs were put up. One of these thanked Rick and Linda for their idea. Thanks to them, everyone would be able to enjoy Flower Park in the future. All right, so here we showed you an example of how you can write this story.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we would love for you to be as creative as you can. And then hopefully these guidelines will help you when you do a writing like this. So just remember to think of a setting and then how a story should have like a beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We have the problem of the story, a conflict, and then the end. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Tiffany.
I'm Sam.
We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.